What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 216. All right, so today, you know, we live in this this kind of digital world now. This everything is trackable and traceable, and you know, we track our sleep, and I'm as guilty as anybody of this stuff. But literally everything is like science and data. That's all we want to talk about. That's all anybody cares about. But what about that sixth sense that we all have? That intuition, that gut feeling. You know, some people may look at it as that voice of God, or, you know, the voice from the universe, whatever you want to call it. We all have it. But as we get more and more digital, I fear that that stuff is going away, and that is going to absolutely decrease in your path, your purpose, your vision, and all of that. So I've got a couple stories I'm going to tell you that kind of back this up that I think are pretty interesting. Also, if you haven't yet, we just launched our Crosso Soaps and Salves here a few weeks ago now, and people have been loving them. If maybe you're somebody who has skin issues, but you don't want to put all the chemicals in there that so many of these lotions have, or, you know, even your soaps, like if you actually look at what your soap is made of, it's pretty frightening. So you can go ahead, you can go on to crossomeats.com, you can grab soaps, you can grab salves. It's literally beef tallow, which works perfectly with our skin. People have been using it for literally hundreds, if not thousands of years. And some organic smelly stuff just to make sure you smell good. We've got the Cowgirl Sunrise, the Mountain Air, the Simple Man. Go on there, get your soaps and your salves. Again, you will thank me later after you use this. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. Man, it feels like it's been a while since we had a solo episode. Had a couple of awesome guests the last couple of weeks, and have another really cool guest coming up next week. But in here, in the middle, in this sandwich in here, wanted to get this solo episode out there. So, you know, I want to talk to you about a conversation that I had with my kids the other day. You know, we're driving, and kind of the topic of like your intuition or your gut feeling, because that's something to me that is such a fascinating topic, right? Because it's not something like we live in an age now, you know, I have an Oura ring that I wear to sleep and I can track my sleep. I can measure, you know, my heartbeat, my HRV and my inputs and outputs and all this stuff. Like we as humans, it seems like we've gotten to a point to where if we can't test it, if we can't track it, if we can't, you know, touch it, it must not be real. And I don't know if that's because we have gone so far into science versus maybe religion and spirituality. I don't really know why that is, but I also can say that I'm guilty of that. You know, I do. I love working out and looking at my Apple Watch to see what my heart rate is, right? Like I love wearing my Oura ring when I sleep at night and waking up and being like, ooh, I had optimal sleep, right? As if I needed a ring to tell me that, but apparently I do. And, you know, we've gotten into this place, I think, as a society to where it's almost like I don't want to wake up in the morning and be like, man, I feel so rested. It's like I also have to have something that like validates the way that I feel, you know, about my sleep. And so then I can open my little app and it's like the first thing I do every morning is I check my sleep and, you know, I want to see all the numbers. And, you know, what ends up happening is that we start losing, in my opinion, kind of that sixth sense about us. If we're not really, really careful, at least we can lose that. And, you know, maybe there's some of you who would look at this as some type of intuition or whatever. And I kind of feel like, you know, it's almost like that voice of God talking to you or nudging you or giving you a certain feeling. You know, it's something bigger than me. And the reason why I can say this is because I've had these moments in my life to where I have listened or haven't listened and I've seen the results of that. And so I was, this was directed toward my oldest, right? Toward my daughter, who is 14 years old. And kind of, again, like, I don't remember what necessarily spurred the conversation, but it was kind of one of the conversations of, look, if you're ever in a situation and you just don't feel right about it, listen to that feeling. I think so many times we don't listen to that, and it ends up putting us in a bad situation. And it may not even be just a bad situation. It might be, you know, maybe you get a bad feeling around somebody and you don't want to be mean, you don't want to be rude, and then, you know, you end up, something bad happens with that person. Maybe you're a girl and it's a boy and you know, he's all dreamy and everything, but he just kind of gives you like a weird feeling, but it's like, oh, you know, it's fine though. He's so good looking and he has a good job and all this stuff, like whatever. I'm not going to pay attention to that feeling. And then, you know, 5 years later it ends in, you know, divorce or whatever, you know, you find out he's a whole other person. Or, you know, for the guys out there, same thing, right? Like all of us, we can be tricked by kind of the outward looking things, but very rarely it feels like, have I been tricked by gut feelings or by that kind of that sixth sense or that intuition? And so again, we were talking with my daughter and saying, look, like if you're ever in a situation and you don't feel good about it, I don't care what it is that you're doing, right? I don't care if, you know, God forbid, like you ended up somewhere and you ended up partying, drinking too much, and you have this bad feeling that something bad might happen, but you don't want to call me because you don't want to be in trouble. Like, no, if you have that feeling, if you're ever in that situation, please, I don't care if I'm hours away. Like, I believe so much in that type of gut feeling, that intuition, that if you're feeling it, I'm going to believe it as your dad, and I will come and I will help you in any way that I can to remove you from that situation. And really, there's two quick anecdotes that I want to tell you. Because one time I listened and one time I didn't. So one time, you know, I was young and I had just broke my collarbone playing football and decided to still go hunting with a couple of my buddies. And so we're way up in the mountains, way, way, way up in the mountains, you know, like probably 15, 20 miles up in the mountains. And we're driving along and it's starting to get dark. And I just had this feeling, like for no reason, right? It wasn't warranted. I just had this like bad feeling. And, you know, when you're young and maybe you're trying to fit in, it's like you want to kind of go with the flow. You don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, stop, turn around, let's get out of here. No, it's, you know, I didn't have that self-confidence yet. I didn't, you know, I wasn't that sure of myself. And so I'm sitting there being like, oh my gosh, like this is really weird. I feel like just something bad is going to happen. And I even had mentioned like in my, you know, young, you know, not confident way of like, hey, you know, guys, maybe we should like turn around soon. You know, it's kind of starting to get dark and it's like, oh no, we're just going to go up here. And, you know, I was sitting in the middle of this single cab pickup and I had a buddy on the right and a buddy on the left. And again, my arm's in a sling because I just had broke my collarbone like a week before that. And, we kind of come around down this road and it's muddy. And again, it's dark, it's cold, all of that stuff. And we start going down this road. And next thing you know, it gets like super, super, not just muddy, but very slick. And it was so crazy because it was like, I was so on guard from this feeling that I was almost like expecting this to happen. And next thing you know, we slide off the road. We start to tip all the way over on the top because it was like downhill on the side and we went to the left. And when we went down, thank God, like this tree was there and kept us from completely rolling a couple times down the hill. Basically we went off the road and we're pinned against this tree. And somehow, like I was so, I think, just on guard because of that feeling that I had somehow managed to, with a broken collarbone and arm in a sling, go over my buddy on the passenger side, somehow get out the door and be on the road before the guy who was to my right. And then the guy who was driving was down in the bottom of the truck because, again, it's completely on its side, almost ready to tip over, but it hit that tree and kind of pinned it there. And he's just sitting down there like, guys, like he couldn't get out because, you know, he was kind of stuck down there. And anyways, long story short, ended up getting him out. We had to walk like 10, 15 miles, however, I don't remember how far it was, all the way back down in the dark, freezing cold, broken collarbone, all of that. And it was so crazy because it was like I knew it was going to happen. And I don't know if you guys ever get those feelings like that, but I had it and I didn't listen. And then the second example of this, and this is a really, really crazy one. We were coming, it was before we had lived here in Riggins where we are now on the ranch. We were coming up here to visit my dad and me and, you know, Jess, my wife, and I think just the two older kids at that point. We're driving down the road about 20 miles from here, 30 miles from here. And same thing, I just got this horrible feeling, just like out of the blue. Nothing could really provoke it. And, you know, I'm driving down the highway and I just like, I slow way down and I kind of like start pulling off to the side a little bit. And Jess is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just had this really, really bad feeling. Like, kind of figured, felt like I needed to just slow down here for a second. And so then it kind of passes me or whatever. And it's like, geez, that's so freaking weird. You know? And then like my first thought is like, is everyone okay? Like, you know, not necessarily there with me, but just kind of out and about, like something's telling me something is bad about to happen or did happen. Right. And, so I get back on the road. Well, we can see, you know, it's a big, long straight stretch. We can see way up the road coming toward us is this pickup, pulling this big camper. And it was the craziest thing ever because literally like several hundred yards in front of us, we see this tire just blows and it blows and it swings this camper all the way out into our side of the road, all the way back and then out into our side of the road again. And the guy like hits his brakes and pulls off to the side. And it was the craziest thing because had we not pulled over, we 100% would have smashed straight into that thing and probably would have killed all of us, right? I mean, 65, 70 miles an hour down a straight stretch. Because that camper, as soon as the tire blew on it, it just, I don't even know how it did it. It just flipped it like straight over sideways right into what would have been the oncoming traffic, which would have been us. And I'm just like sitting there looking at Jess like, I cannot believe that just happened. I cannot believe that just happened. Because like if we would have just kept going, if I hadn't slowed down and turned over, like turned off to the side for a second, you know, and I didn't even stop all the way. It was just like I slowed down and kind of like just gathered myself a little. It was the weirdest thing, right? And then when we saw that, it was like we were probably like that close to dying right now, you know? And so I tell you those two stories because like I'd mentioned earlier, as we get so much more civilized and so much more advanced and so much more techie infused and everything else, it seems like so many of us just want to run our entire life off of nothing but numbers and data. And that's great, right? Like if you run a business, yes, you want to have numbers, you want to have data, you want to have facts and all of that. But because of that, I truly feel like we've gotten to a point now to where we don't even pay attention to that. Again, whether it is a sixth sense, whether it is an intuition, you know, it's crazy. I've talked to a lot of successful business people over the world, over the last several years. And it's crazy how many of them will talk to you about, you know, they started their business on a gut feeling, or they started their business on, you know, kind of this calling from God, as they call it, right? Now, maybe you call it whatever, but, you know, I know some very, very successful people that are very, very, you know, they're very, very successful because, not because it was like, ooh, I saw a vulnerable market, right? And so I jumped into it. Yes, that happens. But a lot of the people that I know that are so successful in the entrepreneur game, it's because they feel like they have a calling. It's almost like that sixth sense is telling them, hey, I don't, you know, this is where you need to be. Maybe you'll make money, maybe you won't. But, you know, if you were to maybe step back and logically think about whether or not that business would work, it might not make sense to you. And maybe this is terrible advice for you, right? Like maybe it is. Maybe one of you are going to come to me in like 5 years and be like, Derek, I thought I had a calling from God to do this business and I went bankrupt and it's all your fault. No, you still have to be smart, right? But at the same time, like if we're only ever basing all of our decisions off of numbers, statistics, and data, we are losing a big part of the equation. Because I do, and you know, call me a Bible thumper, religious zealot, whatever you want, but it's like, I do feel like we are called from God to do certain things. And the more that we do those things that we are called to do, the more abundant of a life we will live, the more rewards we will see. And that may be business for you. It may be mission work. It may be, you know, just simply having a great family and raising your kids, and God will reward you for doing that. But I do feel like we are called to do certain things. And if we're never willing to listen to that sixth sense, to that gut feeling, or any of that, we're going to miss out on it. If we want to sit down and just be analytical about everything and, you know, statistics and numbers and data here and data there, guys, I feel like we're going to miss out on a lot of stuff. Now, I know the two stories that I talked about, it's more like kind of almost like life and death a little bit, but I think that those feelings come to us more often than what we think. But you have to be in a position to where you're open to receiving it, right? Are you spending time in prayer and meditation? Are you completely surrounded all the time by electronics? And I have this problem as well sometimes. And this is one of the reasons that spurred this, not just a conversation with my daughter, you know, and our kids, but also this episode here, is because it's so easy that everything you do, you either have a phone in front of you, maybe you have a podcast in your ear, maybe you have, you know, just people all around you. And, you know, sometimes I do, you know, it's so important to have just that quiet, that still, that, again, for some people, maybe it's that time in prayer. Maybe it's that time in meditation. You know, I also know a lot of people, at least in my area, you know, like to hunt and fish and hike and those type, like some of the best prayer and meditation I feel like you could ever do is out on the top of a mountain when it's completely quiet and, you know, there's no honking or buzzing or sounds or anything like that. And you have to put yourself in those situations also to be able to hear that voice, to get those feelings, to get that sixth sense, that intuition. And if all you do from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night is go, 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 you have music on, you have, you know, maybe it's podcasts in all the time. And I'm a huge podcast fan. I'm right. Like the irony of me telling you this on a podcast, but at the same time, like I've noticed sometimes to where if I'm only listening to a podcast, I'm only getting information from other people. What about learning from myself? What about hearing from myself? What about being able to tap into, again, whatever you want to call it? I believe it is from God, but if you think it's from the universe or from, you know, baby Yoda, like wherever you think that's coming from, you have to be able to be willing and able to open yourself up enough to where you can actually hear that. And that to me is so vital. And it's becoming so much more rare as we have all these gadgets, right? Like I said, I love my Oura Ring. I love seeing the data and the, you know, the science behind it. I love, you know, my Apple Watch and seeing the data and how effective my workout is. And it's like, it gives me this validation because, yeah, I did crush my workout, not because I feel like it, but because my Apple Watch says so, right? But at the same time, guys, like if everything we do is tested and tracked and it's all science-based and we have no spirituality involved, I feel like not only are we missing like half the puzzle, I truly think we're missing like most of the puzzle. Because if you were to put this in a pie chart, I feel like kind of that sixth sense is way more impactful for long-term success, but also for fulfillment, also for direction and calling and purpose. All of those things are not going to come from a spreadsheet. None of them will, right? But when you start tapping into what you are truly called to do, you know, when you're receiving those feelings, those thoughts, that gut pull, that intuition, all of that, when you're receiving those things and then living it out, that to me is where the good stuff comes in. So what I would encourage you to do today as you're listening to this is to start thinking like, are there things that maybe you feel like you've been pulled or called to do and you've been resisting it? Because that is a good way to put yourself out of alignment. And you know, we talk a lot about on the podcast about, you know, purpose and fulfillment and happiness, like all of those things. And if you're tortured in this kind of, you know, this in-between, this purgatory of kind of doing what I want to do versus doing what I'm called to do, like, I don't know, maybe you would disagree with this, but I feel like all of us are called to do certain things. I think all of us are given certain skill sets. You may not know what they are right now, and that's okay if you don't. But I think all of us are given these lives and these paths and these stories and everything else for us to be able to turn around and use and to live an abundant life. You know, I do believe that God calls all of us for certain things. But so many of us, we want to do it our way. We want to do it however we want it to be, right? We don't want to submit to anybody because I am the God, right? Like, I mean, gosh, if you want to talk about where most of our problems in society start, we could probably start right there. But having said that, once you understand there is that sixth sense, there is that intuition, and it probably will be one of the most important callings that you could ever answer, that to me is where the good stuff happens. So don't discount that voice. Don't discount that pulling, that those gut feelings that you get. Like chances are if you get around somebody and they give you a bad, eerie, creepy feeling, like chances are you're right. And if you get around people that, you know, you get a feeling that they're great people and everything else, are you going to be maybe mistaken sometimes? Sure, it's possible. But I believe if you're getting those deep gut feelings, way more often than not, they're going to be correct. So I think it's time that we all take a step back from the data, the connection, the all the, you know, all the gadgets and everything else, and get back to some of this simple, just learning from ourselves, listening to ourselves, and trusting those gut feelings. All right, everybody, get out there, crush it. Have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.